Winter is a time for crop farmers to regroup, fix equipment, and start planning for spring. They'll do this regardless of whether the U.S. and China strike a trade deal, even if it means farmers stick with crops targeted by those tariffs. Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck went into the field to find out why they'd stay the path instead of trying something else.
I'm near Dehinda, Illinois, in a 200-foot-long machine shed. On the far end, you can hear a combine running as a mechanic tries to figure out what's wrong with it. On this end, farmer Grant Strom is describing his 80-foot-long planter.
And the seed actually drops right behind here. So the seed tube comes down here, and this is called a shoe.
Strom farms about 5,000 acres with his family and a few other families in Knox County. His two planters will need several weeks of maintenance over the winter to be ready to plant in the spring. He's already ordered his seeds, and even while across the country, piles of harvested soybeans sit in storage awaiting buyers, Grant Strom plans to grow more soybeans this year.
I think a lot of farms are like ours, where as far as planning like a crop rotation, are we going to plant corn, soybeans? I mean, I'd say 90% of our acres are pretty well fixed what we're going to do year in and year out. And a lot of that's just agronomic reasons.
A good crop rotation can help boost yields, and he gets early bird discounts on his seeds. For Strom, his mixture of corn and soybean seed averaged $80 to $90 an acre. Cover 5,000 acres, and you're approaching a $500,000 bill. A lot of Midwest farmers are in the same difficult position. If tariffs with China worsen, they can't just trade out soybeans for other crops. China did start buying some soybeans in December, but it was less than 5% what it bought in 2017. And so a lot of farmers, unable to plan for massive changes, stick with what's worked for them.
I think a lot of farmers are keeping, that I've talked to so far, are keeping to what they know. This isn't the first time they've struggled. They've been struggling now for quite a few years.
Agronomist Stephanie Porter with seed company Golden Harvest stresses that every situation is different. For some, it means ordering seeds that have fewer traits that protect crops from pests and fungus. But regardless, all farmers depend on markets for their crops, and that's where the trade war really hurts. This isn't lost on lenders like Mike Shane, who's the vice president of agriculture banking with F&M Bank in Galesburg, Illinois. He keeps an eye on trade and crop costs, but also monitors the situation of each farmer that takes out loans. It's key to build a relationship with farmers so they'll be open about their problems.
Because when you hide them, they usually just get worse. And then when they do come out, it could be really bad.
And Shane says he won't cut farmers off after a bad year, but...
You know, if a guy shows multiple years of losing money, we want to say, you know, what's going on? We need to stop this. You know, we're probably going to have to stop lending money because we don't want to put somebody out of business.
But Shane says his farmers have largely been doing okay.
You know, guys are watching and they're watching every penny. And it's not just on, you know, the big picture items. They're looking down to the real minimal things, too.
Plus, it helps to have high crop yields and federal bailout money. The Trump administration announced in August it would spend billions to help farmers, namely soybean farmers, suffering from China's tariffs.
I think that payment was the difference between people making money and not making money this year.
But for those who buy seeds for soybeans and other crops hurt by tariffs, there's no guarantee the government will send out more bailout money next season if the trade war continues. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.